This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of the 2022 Max Convention. Go West! Now it's Go West.
That's right.
Max
awesome.
Convention here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And look who I have in the studio lounge kicking off our coverage of Max this year. We have Hannah Baldwin from Inroads Credit Union. Yeah. Hannah, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then right next to Hannah, we have Nalia?
Yes.
Nalia Lem from IQ Credit Union. I got it.
Yes.
How are you?
Great, doing good. We just got out of a YP Young Professional all-day session, so we're jazzed up.
Yeah. Yep, we are.
Right on, right on. And I just found out that in Vancouver, they say y'all. What is that? I thought that was just a Texas thing, but that's just me. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, hey, glad to have you guys here.
Thank you.
We're just kind of kicking things off. And what are some expectations of the conference you guys have for this year, I guess, before we dive into the main topic here?
Oh, man. Just networking, seeing some old
Lots of friends and people,
and going back to our credit unions with some tips and tricks of enhancements to better serve our members.
Right on.
Check out the trade show and see all the vendors and options and all that fun stuff.
Right on. Yeah, there's the exhibit hall is right around the corner and is jam-packed for folks.
Cool.
And then there's going to be a big crowd in the main ballroom right there a little later. Mm-hmm. Gosh, you guys are going to have some fun this week for sure. Okay, we're talking YCUT this year.
Right now.
So give me a quick, who wants to go first on just kind of give a quick update on YCUT and kind of the recruitment efforts that you guys have for 2023? Because we're going to be in 2023 before you know it.
So YCUT PDX is a young credit union professionals of Portland, and we are what we like to call an emotional and career support group that helps support young credit union professionals in career development, networking, and really helping to build your resume up and grow more in the credit union movement.
Right, right.
And so for recruiting, so far this year, we have an event coming up on November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a virtual Q&A. We're going to have all of our board, which we have 7 members right now, on there answering any questions from what is YCUP to what are the time commitments, what kind of events do? What do you support? We're also hoping to have a keynote speaker of one of the old board members to come back and let us know how YCUP has...
I like how you put that, one of the old ones that's retired off the board.
Exactly. Give their two cents about how YCUP impacted their career.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Nalia, do you want to add anything to that as far as recruitment in 2023?
Yeah, I think just if you're curious, come. It's going to be virtual. You can do it from the comfort of your home.
It's only an hour.
Mark your calendars, November 15th, and Hannah and I are both here because of the association. We both were YP lead cohorts, and then that just sparked our interest in getting more involved in our area. So she's our board president on YCUP, and then I'm I always forget my title. I am the coordinator, event coordinator.
Yes.
There you go. So
great,
I love
you're involved.
I love to plan an event, right? I guess is that title.
Right. And she's great at it.
Oh, thank you. Well, please come and thank you. We just had our biggest event of the year, our CEO Roundtable, last month, which was a huge hit where you're kind of speed dating CEOs in the area. And so we had over 80 attendees. And just if you're curious, please come and ask questions. And it's so fulfilling. And we're all here for the same good of just helping our members and impacting our communities we get to serve.
Indeed. So what do you guys want to accomplish at Max? What's the goal? What do you guys have planned here?
Well, because we have been past YP leads, so I was in 2019 and she was in 2021, right? So we've both come back as YP mentors this year.
Oh,
so
good for you guys. Well done.
Continuing that YP leads legacy and really kind of sharing our knowledge to the new YP leads that are out there, being a sounding board, helping them out, giving advice, making sure they're going to all the right places. So that's one of my main objectives while the conference, plus just growing and bringing ideas back to my own credit union.
No doubt. Nelia?
And I think, too, sparking that interest, so this isn't the end for them, that we actually, our 2021 YP Leads group created YP Leads Legacy, so kind of stemmed out a little micro community out of that to open up to the previous cohorts that we've had back to 2017. So now we have this big network, so we're able to pick each other's brains, text each other, and say, hey, what do you got going on with retention, or how are you guys handling in this deposit environment? So really just letting the current, this year, 2022 YP Lead cohorts know that this isn't the end. There's so much out there. Get involved in your micro communities. Get curious. Go to your boards and different things. So that is really what I want to inspire in them being a mentor this year. So.
Well, and it seems to me that the, you know, YCUP is almost kind of like a springboard to other things, like you guys were talking about.
Yes,
you know, it's just you get involved with all the, you talk to the former folks that have been involved, and you're trying to get new folks to come in. But it just seems like it's a springboard to new and other great ideas that can go, right?
So,
so I mean, so how do you guys, how do y'all get folks interested, or how do you recruit for 2023? How do you get new folks to come in and join?
Well, I mean, it's on our website, it's on our social media. We send the information out in the Go West newsletter. We plaster posters all over our own branches. You know, within our board, we have, I mean, there's what, 7 different credit unions represented just within our board. So, you know, the info gets pushed out from there and from there and from there to try to help boost recruitment.
Okay.
We do interviews on CU Broadcast.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right. Yes.
No, and just, I think just sharing that joy and what it can do for you. You know, being a YP Lead cohort was career changing for myself, and I think Hannah as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too,
And so just being able to share that passion and being here, right, and being present and talking to people in our community. We represent YCUP PDX, so it's in the Portland, Vancouver and surrounding areas.
Okay.
But there's many of these groups. We just got a message earlier before meeting with you that someone in Arizona is trying to start something and like picking our brains and what does that look like. So it's all about that collaborative and that young professional movement.
So you have these little regional hotspots, if you will, that are cropping up all over the place. Who's your target audience? Who is the ideal target for a YCUP?
We get the question all the time is, what does young professional mean?
Yeah.
And it really means young at heart. Age doesn't matter. If you're passionate, we want you. So really, it's anybody, I think, who's maybe new to the credit union industry, or new in a new role, or maybe new at a new credit union to them, who's looking for a way to connect in and grow their career.
Okay.
Anybody in that kind of space is kind of what I think about.
Yeah,
I would say even too, for me, I've been in the about 15 years in the credit union space, and just really the last few years gotten into this, you know, really drink the Kool-Aid, as they say, right? Getting into this, the movement. And so I think either new, or if you need like a refresh, right? Or you're just curious about it, I think that would be great. And again, just in the credit union space, so.
I can't tell the passion here. Guys. Kick it up a notch, all right? No, you guys are super passionate, and it shows, and I think, you're probably going to get a whole bunch of people wanting to join.
So, hopefully.
Last question, where can folks go to find out more, or just get some more information?
Super easy.
Send you an email,
it's
whatever.
Just YCUPPDX.com.
YCUPPDX.com, and that's for the Portland, Northwestern, Vancouver area. Okay, good job. Anything else to add to wrap up? Yeah, I'll let you go first.
Thank you for the space for
You're
this,
welcome.
And thank you to the Go West Association for your commitment and passion for the YP movement.
Indeed.
So just appreciate it and hope to see you at our event, our future event. So.
Okay.
I'm super excited. I'm ready for the kickoff here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, they're got them lined up outside. Everyone's like, let's go!
Open the door!
And it's going to be like, it's almost like it's twice the size this year because of the merger,
association.
Yeah. So it's going to be very interesting this year. Very curious to see how this goes. So all right, guys. Well, thank you very much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and putting up with me. But congrats, and look forward to more successful stories from you guys down the road.
Thank you. Perfect. Yes.
Thank
All
you so
right.
much.
You're welcome. YCUP, go check them out. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusi. This episode brought to you by Origins,
Origination Technology for Today's Credit Unions.